This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is focusing on nutrition research. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The beef industry is always conducting high-level research studies to learn about all aspects of beef. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Nutrition Research, Dr. Shailene McNeil, said around 20 human nutrition trials are going on at any given time.
Research takes forever to get those results, and so it's a patient process. At any given time, the checkoff has about 20 human nutrition trials going on where we're studying all the various aspects about beef. But here recently, we've had some great studies that have been published out in the peer review that were really important research questions answered.
One important research question that was answered addressed inflammation, as more of the public has recently leaned toward considering an anti-inflammatory diet. Through research conducted at Baylor College of Medicine, it was found that there is no association between increased inflammation and consumption of red meat. McNeil said there is also research being done on the potential benefits of beef for individuals who are aging.
So we have done research to look at if older people, 65 to 85, eat a meat meal, a meal with meat, or a vegan meal, what happens to their muscle protein, even if they have the same amount of protein? So two diets with lots of protein in them, one vegan protein and one meat protein, and what we see is that muscle reacts differently to that meat protein.
McNeil added that by studying how muscle reacts to meat proteins versus plant proteins, it was found that there is a 47% increase in muscle synthesis for individuals who consumed beef. For more information, visit ncba.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day, along with our radio coverage. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.